are here at the 2019 Northwest Credit Union Association's MAX Convention in beautiful Spokane, Washington. And in the studio lounge with me is Mr. Michael Murdoch from WANA Credit Union. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing good. Yeah. How's the? I know it's just starting out, but
it's just
how's it going
starting,
so far?
But it's lovely as usual.
Oh yeah.
A lot of tech talk this year.
I bet.
Last year, actually, it's almost ramped up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this conference has a very strong technology track to it.
Yeah.
So, which is really cool because they have like a lot of the new techie companies coming out and stuff like that. There's very kind of an entrepreneurial spirit here, so it's kind of neat.
Absolutely, yeah. No, well, it's a very innovative. I mean, our association is very innovative, but interestingly enough, of all the credit unions I've met across the country, the world actually, the Pacific Northwest has a very innovative spirit to it. Even some of our smaller shops, the shop that I come from, wouldn't actually be a smaller shop comparatively to some of the other credit unions that are here, but nonetheless, we are just as innovative as your larger, your Navy Feds, you know.
Yeah.
we really are, and that's always so inspiring to see, and to see the association really propagate that is awesome.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of technology, because it levels the playing field for everybody, no matter how big or small you are.
It's dynamic, but it's not always predictable, but it is very cool to follow. Because the next thing that comes out, you're constantly going, wait, wow, holy moly,
exactly.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, that's really cool. Yeah. All right. Hey, we have a lot of awards to announce here.
Mm-hmm.
You guys need to build a bigger mantle for your award collection here.
Because
you got, please, get on that. You guys were awarded the Desjardins Youth Financial Literacy Award. Let's see here, the LEAP Leadership Award from the association
here.
So what's going on at your credit union?
You guys
are on a roll here. Well done.
Apparently somebody out there likes us because it's just nonstop.
Yeah.
We had to tell them to stop giving us award. No. So the Desjardins Award is actually pretty cool because we really ramped up not just our technological offerings this year, but our financial education offerings this year, so we serve rural communities. I don't know if you're a Goonies fan, but that's
kind of that movie, yes.
Yes, that's the area that we serve, and
okay.
So a lot of the communities, it's a very rural community, and financial education, just like anywhere else, it's not that we're special with that. They were very thirsty for it, and it's very important to get that in front of especially youth, youth and young adults and elderly alike. It doesn't matter really where, it's just, it's needed,
right.
And it's necessary,
no doubt.
And it's something that we really focused on this year. So we did, we put in a whole lot more effort this year with financial education. It just, the community responded, and the association obviously responded, and it's just been really special for us. So we're excited to be acknowledged for this, but again, as I've said before in the past, that these awards really belong to the people that we are serving.
Right.
And so we really hope to showcase it as in to say, the things that we're offering you, this is, we're being recognized, but really it's you that we want to recognize.
Right.
So I'm hoping to create some initiatives based off of this and just keep that forward momentum going, because it's very, very special to
us. It's proof that what you put into it is what you get out of it.
Exactly. The proof is in the pudding. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. So and what you guys are doing is taking that a step another level, to another level is that you're educating people and you're finding that they are thirsty for it and they want that education. Because I don't know what school is like in your day. Back in my day, school, we learned how to balance a checkbook, and that was that was the extent of our financial education.
We had this much.
Yeah. So,
and to this
right
day,
with you.
We have this much. And
yeah,
Oregon,
it's crazy.
It's only suggested. It's not required in schools. So more often than not, when we do bring these financial education courses, or even the Bite of Reality app, the Northwest Credit Union Association's app, great, awesome app.
Yes.
Definitely check it out.
Agreed.
People are going, this is amazing, we don't have anything like this, please come back, please come back. And for as a marketer, it's like, please, will you let us come in and then it's like, and then the second we bring anything, it's like, please come back.
Yeah.
And it does my job for me. And I've heard it actually a couple times that there is a serious lack of education, just credit unions in general, what credit unions are.
Exactly,
But then financial education is something that the banks, any financial institution really, or organization, we need to all come together on and nonstop and really, really continue to be offering that to all of our communities.
I agree, and it's great that credit unions are really stepping up to put that education, that foundation out the cooperatively to put it out there to schools all over the nation, not just the Great Northwest, but
all
the nation.
All over the world. Yeah. I want to see it everywhere. Yeah. I heard the only continent that we don't have a credit union is Antarctica.
I've heard that.
So I bought a plane ticket, and I'm going to... No.
You're going to open one.
This is serious. Membership. We need to get down there. Those Navy guys are walrus, cold, you know? Yeah. So...
Good stuff. Let's see here. You also have a financial literacy program. Mm-hmm. You want to touch on that real quick?
Yeah, we do. So our program is something that's loosely based off of a number of organizations that we do work with, including Financial Beginnings, obviously the Association, their Bite of Reality app, Junior Achievement, which is another great organization that we work with pretty closely, and then our vendor that we work with, Balance. And so it's kind of an amalgamation of all of those, and we created a line of courses and a curriculum, which is we've tried to gamify it a little bit, so it's dynamic. It's we're being very agile about it. We're continuing to develop it and roll it out. But right now we've had an amazing response from it. Mm-hmm. But it's very basic. It's the basics of budgeting, the basics of credit, all the things that we're getting asked for. So we really have been listening. Not a lot of surveys or anything like that. We've just been listening, aggressively listening to the folks that we're offering it to and how they are responding. And then they're saying, you know, honestly, I'm hearing this in my classrooms. Or honestly, when I get home, my daughter or my son is saying this. Or I was at the grocery store and I'm overhearing this. And we're listening to those little hints that we're getting, and we're applying that to our courses and our curriculum. So while it is still very much in its infant phases, it's developing quickly, and it's getting cooler every day. So
and this is all online stuff. People can go to the website and click on it and go, hey, this is pretty cool, or they come in person as well.
It's both. Wow. So so we have an online offering.
Okay.
It's wanafcu.org, and there's a whole section under financial education. We've got a three sections. It's adult, teen, and youth, and each one is its own different platform. But nonetheless, I am more of a face-to-face person. Like, digital stuff is awesome, and obviously you should be offering it, but it does need to have a human aspect to it. It's just not the same. We have loads and loads of analytics on who's visiting the site, what they're getting out of it, all that good stuff, but you can't really know until you're sitting down and talking to somebody and you hear their pain points.
Right, right.
Because you can hide behind courses that you take, and I've completed this module and this, I'm now eligible for this because we'll offer rewards and things like that.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But you don't really know until you can look into somebody's eyes and say, okay, what's next?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
Did you buy that home? You know, that follow-up piece is really important to me. So we kind of go at it from a couple different angles. Mm-hmm. So definitely digital, but I'm very much about being in front of the consumer and
that's
the client,
that's
member,
where it sticks, you know? Yeah, that's where it really, really sticks. But it's good
that you have to be a member. Like, I want to touch everybody.
Nice. Oh, even better. Yeah. Okay, even better. Mm-hmm. And then you're covering your bases or the many channels that are out there for folks to digest content. So
absolutely,
you guys got it covered. So good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to hear some like success stories at some point down the line of how this is helping your credit union out and the members as well.
Yeah.
So, because I mean, any type of education is so important, as we
really
both know.
Really is.
As we got this much when we were kids in school.
It's about that much.
Yeah. I still find that hard to fathom. As an adult, it's like, my gosh, this would be mandatory.
People talk about things that, I didn't, and I think I said this on the last time we spoke at the last Max, was I didn't know what a credit score was until I was 21 years old.
Oh, I had no clue.
Pretty sure my parents, sorry, mom and dad, still don't know what a credit score is. I mean, they're fine, but... Sometimes they're like, they will ask, they'll say, so you're getting really involved in financial education. Can you tell us more about that? And it's not, how's the job going? It's more, can you tell us more?
Yeah.
Because we kind of like,
That's great.
I'm like, let's talk about it. So
right on.
It's cool and it's fun. Those are the success stories to me, but obviously there will be plenty out there that pull on the heartstrings more, but it really is about responsiveness and people being engaged and wanting to know more, because the first question you ask, that's when you're becoming invested in your financial future. And that's very important. So,
and the credit union is at the foundation of it all. So that's
absolutely
the best news right there. Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah. All right, Michael, anything else to add to wrap up?
I hope that everybody out there continues to follow their credit union dream, because this is one of the most important movements that this earth has, and I think that it's just incredibly special. And so really hang on to your credit union, hang on to your shop, and believe in it, and just keep moving forward.
Indeed, great message to end on, and congrats again on all the awards.
Thank you, sir.
Well deserved, sir.
Yeah.
Well deserved. All right.